When we read the Old Testament, we often find a grapevine, used as a symbol of the nation of Israel. For example, Israel is the choice vine that God brought from Egypt and planted in the land of promise, where it took deep root and filled the land. But the vine that is Israel is not always fruitful. In the prophet Isaiah, in the 5th chapter, for instance, despite the generous and attentive care of the vineyard owner, who is God, the vine, the nation of Israel, yields rotten grapes. Jesus tells us today in the gospel lesson how to avoid bearing bad fruit, or worse, no fruit at all, through becoming withered branches. His opening statement, "I am the true vine and my Father is the vine grower," underscores the intimate mutual dependency upon Him to His Father. The vine cannot flourish without the grower's care and loving attention. But neither can the grower earn his living without the vine. Let me tell you a story. Helen Keller, someone who you couldn't get out of a public school when I was a young person without knowing, was born healthy. But early in infancy, she suffered a fever. To this day, we don't know what the fever was. It may have been scarlet fever, perhaps, maybe meningitis, that left her both deaf and blind, being cut off from both visual and hearing input. She grew into a rather, well, psychologists would use the word, feral child. When I was in elementary school, she was a wild child, sort of like a wild dog or a wild cat. A wild child, communicating only through guttural noises and physical gestures. And when I say physical gestures, I mean grabbing and pushing and shoving. Luckily, well, it wasn't also just luck, it was a lot of hard work. Her family found a young woman, about 20, by the name of Ann Sullivan, herself legally blind, who was going to serve for the next 49 years as Helen Keller's friend, tutor, confidant, companion. Sullivan worked with great patience in those early period and persistence until she was finally able to help Helen connect a felt sensation with a word. You know, we take that for granted. If I were to say to you, well, there was a cool breeze today, you'd know exactly what I was talking about. She didn't know what cool or breeze or today meant. When she was able to hook one sensation with a word, with its name, which the teacher spelled to the pupils, into the pupil's hand by using sign language. In his play entitled The Miracle Worker by William Gibson, powerfully captures the moment when Helen connected the feeling of water, 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 with the spelled word in her hand, all of a sudden, instantly, the withered branch that was Helen began to come to life in a whole new way. In a whole new way. She seized her full humanity eagerly, touching object after object and demanding to know what the name of that object was. I read one reference that said she learned 575 new words and what they meant in the first 6 months. She absorbed like a sponge. She connected to the human vine through the ability of language. And she would go on to bear much fruit, eventually learning even vocal speech and becoming an author, quite an activist, and eventually a lecturer. Both her cremains and Anne Sullivan's cremains are now buried in the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., the first two women to receive that honor. With Jesus, we needn't fear that the vine will cease to offer us abundant life and abundant goodness. We need only be sure to stay connected. This is part of why we come here together every Sunday to be nourished by the risen Lord, by the risen Christ in His body and blood at the Eucharist. This is why, from time to time, we talk about things like the Diocesan Services Fund. Because it is together, rooted in Christ, that we do what God has called us to do. To reach out to the less fortunate. To what we used to call needy. We don't use that term much anymore. But to those less fortunate who do need the helping hand of the community, which is the Catholic Church, from time to time. So first let me say to all of those of you who have already made a commitment to the Diocesan Services Fund, thank you. Right now, we have 338 households that have made a commitment to working together for the year 2018. And so far, we are 34% paid. That's a pretty good place for us to be right now, January, February, March, April. Not a bad place to be. But can we do better? Absolutely. So the Archdiocese is going to be sending out invitations to pledge this week. And they send those to those who have pledged maybe in the past, but still haven't had the opportunity to get their pledge card in for the year 2018. If you get one in the mail this week, please consider signing it and sending it back Together we can make a difference. If you've never made a pledge at all to the Diocesan Services Fund, there are pledge cards in the pews, in the corner of the pews. Grab one, take it home with you, take a look at it. 60-some programs of our archdiocese are funded by our work together as a community. These contributions are spent on health care, food, clothing, shelter, education, counseling services, religious formation, sacramental and faith formation, prison ministry, hospital ministry, pregnancy support and adoption services. Remember that thing about, oh yeah, I'm Catholic, I'm pro-life. Put your money where your mouth is. Pregnancy support and adoption services, scholarships, St. Mary's Seminary. If you've never made a pledge, pick out a card. Take it home with you. Talk about it as a family, as a household. Talk about it with your children, your grandchildren. Help them to know what you're going to do and why you're going to do it. If you've never done this before and you want a jumping off point, but you're asking, what's my fair share? Well, United Fund has fair shares. We don't, but I'll give you a starting point. 82 cents a day. Do the math. $300 a month. 82 cents a day can make an awful lot of difference. Jesus made it clear that if we believe in Him, if we have faith, we will imitate Him, especially in the way we treat those in need. Jesus told us, whatever you did for the least of my brothers and sisters, you did it for me. When I was in prison, you came and visited me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. Tangible, real, what the Catholic Church has called for thousands of years, corporal, bodily acts of mercy in the name of Jesus. Charitable works and donations are a part of our Christian responsibility. I'm going to use a word that I don't use very often. It's our duty as followers of Jesus. It's not optional. The monies that are given to the Diocesan Services Fund truly assist the poor and the needy. There is a vine. There is a trunk to that vine, and there are branches on that vine. A very simple quote to close. The branch of the vine does not worry and does not toil and does not rush here to seek the sunshine or there to capture the spring rain. No, the branch rests in union and communion with the vine. And at the right time, and in the right way, the right fruit is found upon it. Let us so abide in Jesus Christ. My friends, for you, this time may be the right time. That little card in the pew, well, that just might be the right way. And 82 cents a day might just be the fruit that God is calling you to do our Lord's work in the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.